talking about the things that matter most to you. Today's Catholic Women. Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder is underwritten by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, a licensed representative of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, cindyschulte.com, and Fred Haas, over 30 years helping injured Iowans recover losses from accidents and work-related injuries. Fred Double D, Haas Double A.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for taking time to join us today around the coffee table.
Good morning. And Julie, you sound like you've got a seasonal cold.
I do. I have the Kathleen Turner sultry voice.
I love it.
I want to keep it. Do you think I could keep this voice? God, can I keep this voice?
You sound good. You sound good. That sultry voice.
Yeah. Looks good on me, huh?
It sounds good.
Hey, we got a great show today. We have Pam Baker, who is the founder of Faster Than the Pastor, coming to talk to us about this great event that she's going to be helping and a sponsor for InterVisions on October 21st. And Faster Than the Pastor is a walk-run event and with a Catholic influence, Catholic twist
Catholic
on.
Catholic twist. She also does Ditch the Deacon, and she has all these different races.
Yeah, Outrun the Nun or something like that. She has all these cute little, clever little sayings with it. So she's going to be joining us this morning. And then we were just talking the other day, Chris, and it's just like we need to bring out what's right in the world, the good news that's going on in the world.
There is still hope.
There is so much hope out there. So we've got some really great stories we found, some local, some national, some international, to share with all of you today, because hope is of God. This is the hope that is of God.
Right. I was just saying to my husband the other day, I was hearing somebody say, what's the difference between a Christian and anybody else? The difference is Christians never give up. We've always got hope.
Yeah.
We've always got hope.
Right.
So we gotta show you a little hope today.
Yes. We want to bring a little
positive
bit of that. Yep. Uplifting. Yep. That's what we're about here at Iowa Catholic Radio.
That's right.
Well, should we start with prayer?
Yes.
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm just chuckling because I used to tease my sons when their voices would voice crack, you know,
I was just thinking I sound like an adolescent going through the voice change again, huh?
I don't think girls ever really do that, but you're doing it, huh?
Yeah, I'm cracking. I'm cracking.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm looking forward as well to the ladies' luncheon today.
That's right. We'll be there. We'll be emceeing it. And we have a special guest, Addie Magruder.
She's pretty special to me.
Yes.
Yeah, my only daughter.
You should be proud. Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to be there along with her friend, Bree Entrieri. They were both focused trained. And Addie is not a focused minister, but she's using her focus training. And Bree Entrieri is a focused minister from Drake.
Yeah. She works over at Drake. And then Addie works at Dowling Catholic High School. New program that they've started there this year, and I think she's doing wonderful things from what I've heard and seen. So
she's running fast, and she'd like to run even faster.
Oh, the work in the vineyard is it's endless. There's so much to do.
I was just saying to her and Bree actually last night. Bree was over, and I was saying, you know, the harvest is plenty, and the laborers are few.
Yeah.
So scripture. Girls, grab all those that will come with you, and go into the field.
And as as Pope Benedict said, you know, the youth have the energy, so go get them.
Yes, they do. So that means we're energetic.
Well, I can tell you, I don't have the energy like I used to, but I'm still enthusiastic. I'm still enthusiastic.
And you're still young. You're still young. Yes.
Well, that's what my name means, youthful.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, hey, we need to thank somebody else who's very young at heart, Cindy Schulte of Farm Bureau Financial Services. She supports Catholic Women Now, and she's an authorized independent agent. She and her team provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. And she makes insurance simple for you. She's really committed to helping you prepare for the future and protecting what matters most to you. She can help us through all stages of life. Cindy is on the web at cindyschulte.com or 515-226-2111.
Very good. Well, we have Pam Baker on the phone. Pam Baker is founder of a program called Faster Than the Pastor. I love that. Mm. Pam, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Julie.
Chris. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Hey, tell us, for our listeners' sake, what is Faster Than the Pastor program? Or Ditch the Deacon or all those things?
Faster Than the Pastor is just simply a way to build community, to evangelize our faith, and to honor our body through motion, through activity.
Okay. And then how was this something, how did you get inspired to start something like this, Pam?
It's really kind of funny, actually. Yesterday, you know, Facebook, the mecca of all social integration, reminded me that it was 3 years ago yesterday that I came up with the idea for Faster Than the Pastor. I was running the Bemidji Marathon in Minnesota, and I was at mile 16, and these names came to my head: Ditch the Deacon, Done Before the Nun, Quicker Than the Vicar, etc. And I told my girlfriend who I was running with that I think we should make this a series. And so here we are 3 years later and 17 events down, and we're heading to Des Moines.
Wow.
Yeah, October 21st, you're doing a fundraiser for Iowans, or InterVision Southcare.
We are, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
So how is the event structured?
It's located actually at Raccoon River Park. We like to move into or host and start and finish at a parish community. However, this year we decided we wanted to just take it out, see what it looked like in a park, see what kind of a collaboration we can have from multiple communities. Sometimes people don't come when it just is at one particular parish, so we brought it to this park. We have invocation and blessings, and it looks like every other 5K race. But our events are unique in the faith-based element that a typical 5K is sanctioned by a governing body called USATF. And USATF, it costs some money to do that, and I just didn't really want these to be looked at as races. I want them to be events where people who walk, people who just want to be outside and enjoy the glory of God's creation, to be able to come out. Only about 30% of our participants actually really run and race. So anyway, I decided that USATF didn't need to sanction our events because our sanctioning agent is higher. That would be God.
We like that.
Yeah, so our distances are all based on Scripture. So our distance on October 21st is based on Philippians 3:14, which is, I will press on towards the goal to win the heavenly prize for which God has called me heavenward in Jesus Christ. So the distance is 3.14 miles.
So it sounds like your goal is kind of to glorify God. Is that right?
In every step of the way, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, wow.
I like that dovetailing of our faith with an event that a lot of people like to do, a very common event that we do in our society, but to bring in the faith element and then to be outside. A lot of people do get a lot of inspiration from God by being outside. I mean, you got the inspiration to do this Faster Than the Pastor at mile 16 in a race that you were doing.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any inspiring stories from some of those participants that were involved?
Oh, wow. We sure do. We've got a lot. But the one that really stands out to me is a young man. We have a component to our event that's called a Christ Cross. So while our event is very playful and very, very vibrant and refreshing, we are deeply reverent. And in that, we have an element called the Christ Cross. It's about an 18-inch high cross that an individual carries, and it's hollow on the inside. Where we place all of our participants' names. So anybody who's registered, their name goes into this Christ cross. And then we have individual prayer intentions that anybody can write that we stick inside as well.
Wow.
That's great.
It's beautiful. It's really, really powerful.
And this is every run that you do?
Yes, ma'am. Every run that we do, we have the Christ cross.
Okay.
So if somebody volunteers to carry that, we are looking for a cross bearer for Des Moines. So if anybody's interested, please just reach out to us. But this Christ cross was carried typically because it's so deeply powerful. I really wanted an adult, and God decided at one event to move me in another direction and open my eyes. A young man approached me with his dad, and the dad said, "Evan wants to carry the cross." And I asked God to give me 10 seconds of wisdom. So I could be kind in my response, because I had one idea and God had another. And Evan carried this cross, and in carrying the cross at 8 years of age, when his father approached the finish line, Evan was on his shoulder, and then he had that cross high above his head. Dad was crying, the crowd was crying, and Dad came up to me afterwards and said, "You wouldn't even believe it. I have never, ever heard my son pray out loud like this."
Wow.
And every time a car would go by, he'd just lift that cross as high as he could.
Ugh. I've got God bumps.
Melts my heart.
I've got God bumps.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
The beauty of that, and my little final to that little question, was this somebody driving by saw Evan carrying this Christ cross, and they followed him to the finish line, found me, asked what we were doing. I shared with him what we were doing, asked him if he was a believer, if he was Catholic, if he was Christian, if he had any sort of faith foundation at all. And he said, well, I was Catholic, but I haven't been to church in a really long time. And I simply said, well, welcome. There's a church right there. You're welcome to go inside.
Oh, I'm getting God bumps again.
Yes. So that's one little story of our event that's powerful, that's unplanned, that is God moved.
That visual of the little boy just on the shoulders carrying the cross is huge to me.
And it's just his joy and his enthusiasm and sharing Jesus, sharing his friend Jesus with everybody going by. Oh, how beautiful that is. And, you know, that is one of the beautiful things about these things. You never know where God's going to take it. And good for you, Pam, for saying that 10-second prayer. Like, okay, I have this idea, but no, I think I need to go with, you know, the Holy Spirit guiding you to let him do that. I mean, that's an incredible story in a lot of different levels.
And, you know, when your kids start praying when you're little, and you can imagine that dad hearing his son pray loudly, and then having the audacity to lift that cross up every time a car would come by. I mean, you know, powerful stuff happening in these events.
So often little kids give us the courage to do things.
Now, Pam, I'm wondering if you can put some of your petitions in that cross. How do people get those petitions in that cross?
Well, typically, I have received private, so people have emailed me and said, could you please have somebody put this in the cross because they've heard it's so powerful.
Oh, cool. Mm,
but typically what happens is anybody, whether you are a spectator or you are a participant registered for our event, when you come to the registration table, we have these little tiny pieces of, not tiny, but small little pieces of paper with pens, and you just fill it out and stick it inside the cross. And then 5 minutes before we go, they close it up, and away we go praying for you.
Mm. Have you by chance heard anybody come back to you about prayers answered from those petitions?
That is a wonderful question. We had an event just a little over a week ago, and I asked the group to follow up with me and if something had happened. But no, I have not had anybody reach back out to me. We do post all of our prayer intentions with our results and our photos and all that, removing any identifiers, of course. But I asked the group to please let me know. I have not heard back, but I believe that there's probably a plethora.
Well, you know, I think there's so many levels that this is powerful because, you know, when I was little and when I run, it's like, oh, it's such a suffering. You know, and you kind of think, okay, all that sweat and all that, okay, I just got to get that last mile in. That's an offering that we can give up to the Lord as well.
Yes, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I like the fact, too, that you don't have to be a runner because, you know, I'm not. But you can be a walker. And do some of your walkers pray the rosary as they walk?
They do. We have some beautiful images on our website and through our photos. One of our last Christ Cross bearers, it was a husband and wife, and she prayed. I'm sure that they went back and forth, but she had the rosary in her hand and he had the Christ Cross. And when they passed me, they were praying out loud, and it was, you know, a jumble of words because they were both saying different prayers out loud. So yes, we've actually had many people. We actually had one woman that get lost because she was so focused on her prayer that she missed the turn. Yes, lots of prayer.
She needed the GPS, the God GPS, huh?
Yeah.
So if you just joined us, this is Catholic Woman Now, and we're speaking with Pam Baker, a founder of Faster Than the Pastor. Well, Pam, anytime we do these kinds of things for God, it always affects us personally. So how has this transformed you and your faith by doing this program?
Wow, great question. Thanks for asking. This has really rooted my faith. I'm a cradle Catholic, and I'm kind of proud of that. I admire those that come to our faith, but I was born and raised into this. And what this has done is really root me in all of the elements that I believe God has blessed me with, the Holy Spirit, all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that I feel that I've acknowledged or that I can see, all in one package. And I'm so grateful I get to wake up every day and honor him with the gifts that I've been given. I try, and in this event also, to empower people to take a little bit of a risk with what God's given you, because he has purpose. He's got purpose for your direction and purpose for your gifts. So for me, it's certainly enriched my faith life. And boy, I get to talk to people like yourself, and I've met so many people around the upper Midwest. And I feel I'm surrounded more richly by people who are walking the walk that I am and struggling in the same way that I am. So it's just another beautiful way for me to celebrate and honor and glorify God.
Well, God bless you in doing that and taking that courage to step out in faith. And I hope people listening today that are feeling those nudges that God is calling them to do something will be inspired by your courage and your drive to step out and take that leap.
Or to participate. Matter of fact, where can people sign up for the Inner Visions October 21st race, Pam?
FasterThanThePastorEvents.com.
Okay.
If you type in Faster Than the Pastor, there's not very many things out there with that name. So FasterThanThePastorEvents.com. At the very top, you click on Des Moines, and then it'll have all the information, location, times about our events.
Will there also be information for how to set up a race in their own area if they want to do that as well?
There's not. They can reach out to me, and I'm happy to do that. That's a beautiful opportunity where we do specific fundraising for specific parishes, so there's ways to do that as well.
That's nice. You kind of tailor it to their needs.
Yeah.
Yes,
a little
ma'am.
Bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So FasterThanThePastorEvents.com, and I'm sure you have a contact button on that page if people want to get in touch with you there.
Yes.
Okay.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Well, have a blessed day, Pam. We appreciate you being with us today.
Keep up that good work for Jesus.
Thank you, Chris and Julie. I hope that I get to see maybe one of your pretty faces out there that day.
We may surprise you.
We may surprise you. Yep.
God bless you both.
Thank you.
God bless.
You
have
too.
A great day.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Catholic Women Now here on Iowa Catholic Radio. We're broadcasting from the Mercy Live Up Studio on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. And you can always text us. We love to hear from you. You can text us at 515-223-1150. One of us is always checking that every periodically. So
We're streaming live at iowacatholicradio.com.
Yeah, we have the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. I know I've been talking to more people who are using that app, and it's nice because you can go on and upper left corner, if you click on the menu, you can get podcasts. You can go right to the podcast of all the shows and listen to that. So it's the fewer clicks you can do, I'm there. So it's like two clicks and you're there.
I think you're like the average person.
Yeah. They say no more than three clicks and you lose somebody. So
So
check it out. Check out our website too at iowacatholicradio.com.
Well, and it's time for a little good news cast.
I know. Jules. I feel like we need like a fanfare, you know, something.
Here we go. A little good news. What's right with the world?
Okay, Chris, you start us off. What is right with the world?
You know, locally, I recently had a friend, and this is just in the last couple weeks, who called me and said, I need you to start praying. I need you to pray for this little baby. Been in the hospital for 3 months. Parents basically haven't left the hospital, don't have a lot of family around in the area. And this baby has a lot of health defects, including blindness and heart issues.
Oh, my gosh.
They were going to have to take an artery and put it into the heart. I think that I don't want to misspeak, but I think there was a missing artery. And so
that's a major blood vessel missing.
Absolutely. And, you know, nobody around here wanted to touch it. Nobody in the Midwest. And the only people that said, you know, well, maybe we'll try a surgery is Stanford.
Oh, it's way out in California.
Right. And they were not sure if she would even make the flight, she'd survive it.
Oh.
And so basically she survived the flight, you know, thanks to prayers.
That's a miracle.
And just the update was, just this past Saturday I got a call from my friend and he said, you're not gonna believe it, miracle had a miracle. And I said,
miracle's the name of the baby. What a great
and
name.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking that, and I was wondering if this might happen, just her namesake, of course,
right?
But he said, you know, she was blind, and now she can see.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing grace.
Amazing grace. Didn't even know she was blind when we were praying for her. But on top of it, okay, I don't know how you do this, but she grew an artery.
Oh, wow.
All of a sudden, there's an artery there, and the doctors are baffled. They have no explanation.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, other than prayer.
Yeah.
Other than prayer. So, basically...
I just wonder what those doctors are thinking in the medical community.
Yes. I mean, she still needed to have a surgery on a valve. But, you know, the surgery that was supposed to be 12 to 15 hours is now only 6. But I'm thinking they're going to get in there and probably not even need to do surgery on the valve.
Well, that would be another miracle. But even a valve surgery is a lot less tenuous and dangerous than like an artery. But to grow an artery back is
but
just...
But the parents have just overjoyed, you know, and to know that God is reaching out to them, you know, when they're pretty isolated being, you know, without a lot of family here.
But, you know, we are made to be... That's just a great example of how we're made to be in community. And when we live in a society and a community like that, that's where we find that grace. That's where we grow in our own faith. And this is just a beautiful example of that.
Absolutely. And, you know, we don't know that these healing miracles are happening all around us still today. They didn't stop in Jesus' time. They're still happening today.
Jesus heals today just like he did 2,000 years ago. And we need to tell people.
Yes.
This needs to be talked about.
And we need to believe when we ask.
That's right.
Believe.
Believe, yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Faith unseen.
So what's our latest national story?
Well, this national story, if the men listening today who are NBA fans might remember this incident. It was back in 2012. There was an NBA player named Jeremy Lin, and he was Asian, and he was really making a sensation. He was doing well. He was playing for the New York Knicks. It was unusual because he was an Asian player playing NBA basketball, so he was being watched by everybody. So there was a ESPN sports writer named
Anthony
Federico.
Yes,
thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
How are we going to pronounce that today?
Federico. And he was a journalist at ESPN, and he was covering Lin's career, and he wrote an article, and he was kind of giving some a little bit of a critique on his career, and he penned this headline without even thinking. It was a thoughtless thing, and he penned a headline, Chink in the Armor.
Yeah.
And then he immediately knew there was a barrage of social media out, you know,
he didn't
outlash.
Even think about it, did he?
He didn't even think about it. Yeah. And then when the social media lashed out, the negativity, he realized how awful that was. And he went to the bathroom and vomited. He said it was so bad. Mm. Well, needless to say, he was fired from his job, you know, and then he didn't know what he was going to do. He had reached his dream job. That was his dream job. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting. Even in the dream job, he realized he wasn't completely satisfied. Mm-hmm. So he did some service work and things like that. And then he got to discover that maybe he had a different vocation. And so I have to say, this spring, he is going to be ordained a priest in Washington,
D.C. So 5 years later, you would not have predicted that, you know, out of that firing, you know, of what he thought was his dream job.
And he calls it, you know, God is a God of second chances. And here's the really interesting thing about it. After this incident happened, he and Jeremy Lin had lunch together. And they talked a little bit about the article, but the majority of the lunchtime was spent talking about God because Jeremy Lin is Christian, too.
Mm.
Isn't that cool?
Yes, yes. And you know what? Here's the cherry on the top. He's 33 right now. I love that.
The age
33
of Christ.
Number keeps coming up.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and he's never been happier.
That's right. And, you know, he's a great communicator, and he can relate to people who are in despair. I mean, his experience... God had such a plan in that.
He'll be the priest of second chances, won't he?
Yeah, that's right.
Mercy.
That's a good,
mercy,
yeah.
Definitely.
Well,
okay,
that's
so
our
then
third one.
We've got a little international news out of England, which I think is so powerful. A little boy named Noah Wall was born, and the doctor said he probably wouldn't survive, and if he did, he would probably be physically and developmentally disabled because... He
only had 2% of his brain.
Yeah,
developed.
due to a complication with spina bifida
in utero.
Yeah,
and his parents were his five times the doctors said to them, "You should abort this child." Mm. Said no, 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 and so she gave birth to him, and they even had a coffin prepared for him because they were ready.
They believed that he was a gift. Still.
Yes, right. They were the gift of life, and so they took him home and gave him 24/7 love and care, and he started to thrive.
Yeah, and you know, then what? His brain grew 80%, 80% of a normal brain.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
at the time of this article, which was past spring, he's 3 years old, and he is smiling. He shows empathy and love. He's learning to read and write. He can count. He attends school. Now, he hasn't learned to walk yet, but they expect that to happen.
Yeah.
He has to
have some hip surgeries.
Yeah.
And so they're saying, you know, the way it's going, he's probably going to walk too.
I know. Yeah. And they said his brain's going to continue to grow and develop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you imagine?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, even Britain saw the power behind this because they did a movie called The Boy Who Grew a Brain.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty awesome. You could probably find that online if you wanted to see that.
Yeah, I bet you could. Yeah. If you YouTube that, you could find that. But that is simply amazing. And there you go. That's another miracle of God healing.
They are happening.
Yeah. And now, I read some of the comments in the com box at the story. And, you know, there's those people that say, well, of course, the neural system can regenerate. But that's part of God's plan, too. God created us. He created us to regenerate. Those prayers just make it extra and add more to it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was, I enjoyed looking up these stories. It helped boost my faith today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was thinking, what's the message in all this?
Yes.
And I was at church this morning, and I take the Magnificat. So if anybody reads the Magnificat, today's reading is Meditation a Day is written by Father Jacques
Philippe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. And he just said something really simple, and we all know it, but sometimes you just need to hear it in a different wording. Mm-hmm. He just said, not a single one of our prayers is ever lost. And that made, that, I don't know, that gave me hope when he said it in that way. And sooner or later, they'll be answered. Mm-hmm. It may not be in the time that we imagine, but when God wants it, in his plans that surpass our understanding.
You know, I've been told that the saints and angels continue to take our prayers and pray on them until they've been answered. So when we let them go, they're still, they still continue to be prayed for.
The continuation of the communion of saints with heaven.
Amen to that.
Yes. Well, Catholic Woman Now is grateful for Fred Haas Law Office's sponsorship of the show. Mr. Haas is an experienced Iowa attorney with over 35 years of legal expertise. When retained by a client, Mr. Haas provides personal service and attention. He gives potential clients a free consultation. He's located in Des Moines, but Mr. Haas is pleased to assist clients throughout Iowa. 515-256-6301 or fredhaas.com. Fred, double D, Haas, double A.
Well, let's do a closing prayer.
Yeah,
we're getting to the end of the show.
Yes.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good and gracious Lord, we love you so much, and we know that you hear and answer our prayers all the time. Give us the thought to come to you in our need. Give us the courage to stand up when things are hard. And we ask, Lord, that you would just continue to walk with us no matter what happens before us, Lord, and help us to fall more and more in love with you in our journey.
Amen.
We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Well,
amen.
This is Catholic Woman Now, broadcasting from the Mercy Live Up studio. Thanks for joining us for your prayers, and please support our mission with a donation if you prayerfully consider it. Iowa Catholic Radio Rosary is next. Now go do impossible things with God.
Talking about the things that matter most to you. Today's Catholic Women. Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder is underwritten by Fred Haas. Over 30 years helping injured Iowans recover losses from accidents and work-related injuries. Fred double D, Haas double A. And Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, a licensed representative of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. CindySchulte.com. Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder. Every Thursday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. on the radio voice for Catholic Women Now. 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, and 94.5 FM. And on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. Iowa Catholic Radio.